Uncle Remus. Uncle Remus.
Yeah, here's little Miss Missy over here with the chickens.
I didn't know you had to watch chickens, Uncle Remus.
Fact is, you don't, Miss Missy. But sometimes you get some mighty fine ideas from just a-watching.
Oh, Uncle Remus, you're fooling me. Whoever got an idea from a chicken?
I did, honey child. While the chickens was a-scratching for their dinner, I got to scratching my old gray head for a story for to tell you. And sure enough, there one was.
Oh, goody, Uncle Remus. What story was it?
About the tall baby that old Brer Fox done made to trap little Brer Rabbit with. Is you got time before you goes back to school to practice for the Christmas play?
Oh, yes, Uncle Remus.
Then sit yourself down yonder on this old log, Miss Missy, and I light up this old corn cob pipe and get to the telling about as fast as a rooster can grow. Yes, Miss Missy, it just like old Sis Crow always say, when folks get mad, it's just too bad they don't lose their tempers instead of finding the temper. Because that's just what happens when folks get mad, Miss Missy. They finds their temper instead of losing them. And old Brer Fox knew that's exactly what would happen to little Brer Rabbit when he come across the tall baby trap that he was making on top of the old holler log in the middle of the carrot patch.
Rabbit stew hot. Rabbit stew cold. Rabbit stew in the pot 9 days old. That little rabbit won't last no 9 days. 9 minutes, more like it. This time I can count my rabbits before I catch them. Because little Brer Rabbit is going to get so mad with this sticky tall baby in the middle of his favorite carrot patch that he's going to try to fight with him. And when he do, rabbits do.
And honey child, old Brer Fox was so right. Because if there were one thing that Brer Rabbit couldn't stand, it would have find somebody stealing carrots out the same patch that he was stealing them out in. And this time, old Brer Fox was so sly that he made double sure that the trap would work. Not only did he make sure that the tall baby was so sticky that it was worse than flypaper, but he built it on top of a big old holler log so as he could hide inside the log.
There you is, tall baby. One more dab of this sticky tar on your cheek, and you is ready. And so is I. Yeah, ready and waiting. Uh-oh, here he come. Better get in this log.
The farmer's gone to town, the farmer's gone to town. Hi-oh to Dario, cause now he ain't around.
Hi-oh, Brer Rabbit. Come on.
Have a carrot stew, I eat enough for two. Hi-oh to Dario, I fooled that old fox too.
Uh-oh. Who that? He ain't got no business in that carrot patch. Hey, get out of that carrot patch. Go on, get away from you. You ain't got no business in that carrot patch. Them Farmer Jones carrots. He don't allow nobody to eat them carrots except me. If he ain't around.
Go on, Brer Rabbit. You ain't got enough sense to know that tar baby made of the tar and straw, that he ain't lying so he can't talk. Get mad with that tar baby, Brer Rabbit. Get good and mad.
And that's exactly what was happening in the carrot patch, Miss Missy. All be knowing that old Brer Fox was inside the hollow log under the tar baby, Brer Rabbit kept a circling round and round the tar baby, a wondering and a wishing that he knew what it was and what it was doing there. Then he decided to be real perlite, and he said,
"Good morning to you, sir. I'm sorry that I was so rude. But I thought maybe that you was a trap that Brer Fox done set for me. You gotta watch out for Brer Fox, you know, if he wants to live around these parts. He got a long pointed nose and a great big bushy tail and big teeth that long. If you got any rabbit in you, as you is, you better look out for him. He's crazy about rabbits. Just got a mania for rabbits. Loves them. Always after me. I don't get a minute's peace round you. Always setting traps for them and things. Hiding behind the apple barrel and places like that. Why don't you say something? Cat got your tongue? Now listen, I'm getting sick and tired of talking to you and not getting no answers. What the matter with you is? Ain't you had no reason? Ain't you got no manners? Answer me. You act like a dummy. Answer me. Now you're getting my fur up. You fool with me, I'll call Farmer Jones and he'll run us both out in here. You hear me? You hear me? Let me find a chip. Chip, chip, chip. Oh, here, chip. Yeah, let me see you knock that chip off my shoulder. Go ahead. Go on, I dare you. Knock that chip off my shoulder. Say something.
Well, sir, chillin', right along in here is about where Brer Rabbit start finding his temper. And the more temper he finds, the madder he got.
If you won't knock that chip off my shoulder, I'm going to put it on your shoulder and knock it off your shoulder.
And in the hollow log, Brer Fox watched Brer Rabbit put the chip on the tar baby's shoulder.
Working up fine. Getting his curiosity. Getting him mad. Just wait till he get mad enough to slap that tar baby, that's all. Just wait till he get mad enough to slap him. He'll stick so tight he never will get loose. Then there'll be a rabbit on the table.
Now listen here, you. I go ask you one more time who you is, and do I don't get no answer, I go knock that chip off your shoulder. And who is you? Okay, you asking for it. Yeah, go. Turn loose my hand. Let go. Turn loose. Let go. Turn loose. I didn't mean to hurt you. I just trying to knock the chip off your shoulder. Unloose my hand. Now go on, unloose my hand. I ain't playing with you. Unloose my hand. That's a slap in the face with this other hand. Unloose me.
But it won't no use. Little Brer Rabbit's paw stuck to the tall baby like lasses to the plate in the wintertime.
I ain't fooling with you now. Unloose me. Go on and unloose me. I go slap in this other hand. Unloose me. Go. Yeah, go. Hey, you got both hands. Unloose. Turn me loose. Please turn me loose. Don't hold on so tight. Now, son, nobody hold on so tight. You must have turtle blood in you. Let me loose. I'll kick you with this foot. Oh, here goes. There, got my foot stuck to him. Unloose my foot. Unloose it. I'll kick you this other foot. There. Take that. Unloose it. Man, 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 man. You got me so tight I can't move.
And there he was, Miss Missy. All four paws stuck to the tar baby. Oh, what a predicament.
Unloose me now. I ain't playing with you. I don't want to fight no more. Unloose me. Let me be friends with you. Mixing between you and me, I believe this is one of Brer Fox's traps at that.
It sure is, Brer Rabbit. It sure is.
Oh. Hello, Brer Fox. Nice day.
Yeah, beautiful day for a rabbit dinner.
You ain't gonna eat me, is you, Brer Fox?
Sure, I'm gonna eat you. Why else would I go into all the trouble of setting this trap?
Oh, me. What is I gonna do? What is I gonna do?
Now, it just happened that Sis Crow was flying by when she hear Brer Rabbit say, "What is I gonna do? What is I gonna do?" And she looked down and she hollered,
"Go! Go! Make him mad! Make him mad! mad.
And that give Brer Rabbit an idea.
You the ugliest looking old fox ever saw. Uglier than sin. That what you is. I wish you would eat me, because I hate to live in the same forest with one so ugly.
Now look, I ain't ugly, and don't you say that no more. I don't take that from no Brer in the whole forest.
You is ugly. Ugly, 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 ugly. That you. Ugly, 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 ugly.
That just made Brer Fox so mad that he reached down and he pulled Brer Rabbit loose from the tall baby and held him up by his long ears. And he said,
call me ugly again. Do that again, I lose my temper, Brer Rabbit.
Uglier than sin. Go on, eat me. I don't want to live in the same forest with anybody who is as ugly wuggly as you is. Please, eat me.
A selfish thing, I wouldn't eat you, save your life.
Go on, eat me.
I ain't gonna do it. Just to spite you, I ain't gonna eat you. I'm gonna put you in the river and drown you.
Go on, drown me, drown me, drown me. Do anything, so long as you don't throw me in that old briar patch. I despise this briar patch, you.
I dig a hole in the ground and bury you then, Brer Rabbit.
Go on, please, please bury me deep. I love it. Please bury me. But please don't throw me in that horrible old briar patch, you ugly old fox.
That did it. So you hasten despise the briar patch, huh? Don't want to go there, huh? That's exactly where you going. Exactly where I gonna throw you. Cause it's the place that you hate the worst. Now, here you go. Stay in there and die. What that I hear? That ain't you laughing in there, is it, Brer Rabbit?
Sure is, Brer Fox. Laughing and happy. Happy to be back in the dear old briar patch where I was bred and born.
And according to Sis Crow, Miss Missy, that's exactly the way it happened. Brer Rabbit made Brer Fox so mad he forgot all about eating. And then that little old rabbit tricked Brer Fox into throwing him back in the briar patch. But Brer Rabbit sure learned a lesson, Miss Missy. Mm-hmm, he sure did. You see, it's just fine to be nice to strangers, honey. But wait till you know them better before you get too curious. Lesson you get stuck like Brer Rabbit. How was that story, Miss Missy?
Oh, that was a fine story, Uncle Remus. Tell me another one.
There you go, wanting another one when you're supposed to be someplace else practicing for your Christmas play at school. So, until next time, Miss Missy. Get along with you, honey child.
Thank you.